Welcome to The Tasting Glass, a segment of the Tap Room exclusive where I give you a taste of what's brewing in the craft beer world. I'm your host, Dean Zarbaugh. Today's show is brought to you by Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News. Like Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News on Facebook at facebook.com/NEOCBN. Be sure to join me at the Bottle House Brewing Company on Wednesday, August 22nd from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Jason Kalakrakis and I will be on hand tasting and discussing the beer, mead, cider, and sours that the Bottle House makes. For more information, check out the Meat and Drink Bottle House Edition event page on Facebook. Market Garden announced a huge expansion this week. The Ohio City Brewery added their largest fermentation tanks yet to their production facility located behind the Westside Market. The 480-barrel tanks help bolster Market Garden's already formidable production facility. Be on the lookout for some great new things on the horizon from Market Garden. Congratulations to everyone. Hey, hoof-hearted fans, it's dual release time. The brewery will be releasing two new canned beers on August 26th from 12 to 5. A total of 450 tickets will go on sale on August 22nd at noon. The ticket price will count towards your initial purchase of beer. The ticketed cans that are available are Zipper Ripper, a double IPA with Amish wildflower honey that will retail for $16.99 a four-pack, and Roller Blabe, a double IPA that will retail for $16.99 a four-pack. Non-ticketed cans available are Conky Dong 4-Up, a quadruple dry hop triple IPA that will retail for $19.99 a four-pack, and I Must Look Like a Dork, a double IPA with lupulin pellets that will retail for $16.99 a four-pack. Ticket holders will be required to show proof of age with a valid driver's license or state ID. A ticket reserves you 3 4-packs of each style of beer for a total of 1 case until 4 p.m. on the day of the event. After 4 p.m., they will open up sales to everyone. Ticket holders will be permitted to pick up 1 additional allotment with a second valid ticket for patrons unable to attend the event. Draft will be available to patrons with or without a ticket, though growler fills will be limited to 1 64-ounce growler per person. They do not sell empty growlers on site, so you must bring your own empty, clean growler. For more information, visit Hoofhearted Brewing's Dual Release Party event page on Facebook. Sandy Springs Brewing Company out of Minerva, Ohio, has some exciting expansion plans. They're not the type of expansion plans you would expect from a brewery. Rather than receiving larger tanks or a second brewing facility, owners Amanda and Andy Conrad are adding a brewer's quarters for out-of-town visitors to stay in. This is a really cool idea, and Rob over at Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News has a full article on his website, neocraftbrewerynews.com. Hey, Streetside and Platform fans, another Streetside brewery and platform collaboration, Be a Lot Cooler If You Did, is coming your way. This time, they've teamed up to make a juicy tart cherry pie Imperial Berliner Weiss. This is the first time Streetside has packaged a collab with Platform. The 6% can of goodness is made from Montmorency cherries and vanilla and will hit Streetside on August 25th at noon. You don't want to miss this ode to summer as they say goodbye to it until 2019. Limits to be announced the week of the release. Visit the Be a Lot Cooler If You Did can release event page on Facebook for more information. Hi-Ho Brewing and Crave are holding a beer dinner on August 27th at 6 p.m. The cost is $50 plus tax and gratuity. Make sure to call 330-253-1234 and reserve your spot. For a full list of beers and the menu for the evening, check out Beer Dinner with Hi-Ho Brewing on Facebook. It's National Dog Day on August 26th. Celebrate our four-legged friends with a potty from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Terrestrial Brewing Company. Tickets are $25 pre-sale or $30 at the door. A portion of proceeds benefit Storm's Angels, a volunteer-run foster-based companion animal rescue. For a list of everything your ticket includes, check out the National Dog Day event page on Terrestrial's Facebook page. Join Masthead at the brewery Saturday, August 25th at 11 a.m. for the release of 3 taproom-exclusive cans and draft pours and the re-release of their GABF medal-winning Midwest Red IPA. The beer that will be available is a Series of Tubes Cryo Hop New England IPA with 6.2% ABV, which will retail for $17.99 plus tax for 4-pack and a limit of 6 4-packs per person. Extra Extra, a double dry hopped double New England IPA that clocks in at 8% ABV, will retail for $19.99 plus tax for a 4-pack with a limit of 6 4-packs per person. Paperboy, a New England IPA clocking in at 7.3% ABV that will retail for $17.99 plus tax for a 4-pack with a limit of 6 4-packs per person. Plus, the Midwest Red IPA that features a cool 6.3% ABV will retail for $10.99 plus tax for a 4-pack with a limit of 12 4-packs per person. For more information, including event logistics, visit Masthead's Can Release event page on Facebook. Willoughby Brewing Company is holding a fundraiser for Officer Matthew Mazzaney. Officer Matthew Mazzaney was killed in the line of duty on June 24, 2018. The money raised through this memorial fund will go to his surviving family members. For a full list of events, including how to enter to win a Nissan Rogue from Menor Nissan, check out the Officer Matthew Mazzaney Memorial event page on Facebook. Every Tuesday, Platform Beer Company likes to appreciate and support the many amazing nonprofit organizations in Cleveland. This Tuesday, August 21st, they will be teaming up with Bike MS Buckeye Breakaway to help raise money. $1 of every Platform beer sold will go directly to their organization, an epic fundraising ride that is changing the lives of people affected by MS and helping fuel progress towards a world free of the disease. They would love your support as they prepare for this incredible experience. Find out more information at Platform's Not-for-Profit Tuesday event page on Facebook. Noctera Brewing Company, who looks to open their doors in a few months, announced on Facebook this week that they will have a canning line, so be on the lookout for Noctera Brewing Company cans on shelves soon. Check out the can designs and more at Noctera Brewing Company's Facebook page. Rick Armin of the Akron Beacon Journal and Ohio.com is reporting that Akron's Lock 15 Brewing Company will hold their grand opening on Tuesday, August 21st. For more information on the brewery and the beers that will be on tap, check out Rick's article on Ohio.com. Mark Fisher of Dayton.com is reporting that the Dayton Beer Company is working on a major expansion. According to Mark, the added space will increase production by as much as 35% and include space for a canning line. For more information on this, check out Mark's article on Dayton.com. And that'll do it for this week's edition of The Tasting Glass. Be sure to check out my latest episode featuring Rob Tittle of Northeast Ohio Craft Brewery News and I chatting with Brian Benchek and Jason Kalakrakis of the Bottle House Brewing Company at thetaproomexclusive.com/episodes. And be sure to tune in Tuesday for part 3 of my feature on the Bottle House. You can subscribe to the show on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher. Follow the show on Twitter at Taproom Podcast and like the show's Facebook page at facebook.com/thetaproomexclusive. As always, this is Dean Zarball telling you to please drink responsibly.